A Mouse's Christmas Eve. Vincent Morton, Grade 6, Edgehill Elementary School. On Christmas Eve, it is time to relax and sit with a book near a fire, but for this little mouse it is not the case. Tommy was a little gray mouse that lived in a couch owned by a grumpy old man. One day while the old man was sleeping on his comfortable armchair, Tommy scurried out of his home to look at the scenery. Last Christmas the old man had a tree right in front of his couch. This year he did not have a tree. Tommy noticed that the old man had been extra grumpy lately. He was not feeding the ducks at the pond, and he was not walking the foul beast. Also last year the old woman disappeared, that made the old man sad. Tommy thought that if he got him a tree, he would be happy. Asking all his friends, Tommy found a perfect tree. The tree was only 1 foot tall, but it was huge compared to Tommy. With all his might he pushed down the tree. Tommy got a rope and pulled the tree into the living room. He jumped up and put a star on the top. When the old man woke up, he smiled for the first time in a year. Santa's Son. Kaleya Kislowski, Grade 6, Assumption School. Everybody knows who Santa is, but did you know he has a son? I didn't believe it either until I heard the story. So on a cold winter night, Santa was delivering presents. He came home and said, "Jack, come downstairs, let's open presents." Santa pointed to a small present and said, "Open this one first." So Jack opened it and said, "Yes, yes, yes. A snow globe with our house inside." Later they ate dinner and Santa and Mrs. Claus said good night. 14 years later Jack started to hate Christmas. One day he froze the toy machine and Santa had to use a hairdryer to melt the snow. One day he just left. I guess he got sick of Christmas. 7 years later Santa was delivering presents to the house and he heard crying. He thought he heard this crying before, so he went to investigate. What he saw was a 28-year-old man at the table sobbing who said, "One chance and I blew it." Then Santa came out and said, "Hi Jack Claus." Then Jack said, "I told you, it's Jack Frost." Santa said, "You should come home, we miss you, the elves miss you, the North Pole misses you. Why don't you come home with me?" "This is my home now," said Jack. Then Santa pulled something out of his pocket. It was the snow globe. Jack ran into his arms and said, "I missed you so much, Dad." The end. The Christmas Snowman. Brooklyn Borsier, Grade 6, Assumption School. A little kid named Johnny was having fun building a snowman. He looked at him and was proud. Then all of a sudden his mom called, "Oh little Johnny, come inside to eat your dinner. I made your favorite Dino Nuggets." Johnny said, "Dino Nuggets? Yay." Johnny ran inside eagerly as he was starving. But when Johnny went inside there were no Dino Nuggets. Little Johnny's face went red. He was getting mad. He started stomping his feet and ripping out his hair. Johnny's mom looked over. Johnny was on the floor having a meltdown. Johnny's mom told him to chill, that they are still in the oven. After Johnny ate all 27 Dino Nuggets he went out to see the snowman. He was missing. He saw it rolling down the hill, then it stopped and said, "I am Frosty the Snowman." Johnny said, "Hi, how are you? Are you okay after rolling down the hill?" The snowman said, "I'm okay but the snow is melting. I am scared. What if I melt?" As those words came out of his mouth, tears dripped out of his little coal eyes. Johnny gave him a hug and then the snow melted slowly and he turned into a small ball of snow. Johnny popped him into the freezer and he lived in there happily. Every time it snowed, Johnny took Frosty out to play outside. Christmas with Doug. Owen Vutrick, Grade 6, Powell River Christian School. "Hi, I'm Doug the Golden Retriever. I'm a puppy. This is my first Christmas ever since I left the dog pound. I live with my owner, a 12-year-old girl named Mindy. Mindy lives with her mom, dad, her 17-year-old brother Jacob, and her 4-year-old sister Lily. Right now, the family is shopping at the local mall. Mindy wants a phone for Christmas. Jacob wants a new car. Lily wants a Paw Patrol lookout tower. Mom wants a spa day and Dad wants a new toolbox. All I want is to spend time with my family and eat some dog treats. I am really excited to see what Christmas is going to be like. Mindy and the rest of the family shared that Santa Claus will be flying through the sky and will be giving toys to all the good boys and girls, and hopefully dogs. Hopefully there will be snow, which sounds awesome and really fun, and I'm most excited about spending time with my new family. I hope I get what I want for Christmas. It seems everyone is focusing on presents and purchasing new shiny things, but I think that spending time with family is the most important part of Christmas. The end. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.